Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the committee for allowing us to participate here. Glad to see all of the orange and green folks here. We had a big debate the other day about right to work. We're having a big debate about not transmission lines. This bill has everything to do with eminent domain. So when you consider this, consider it as an eminent domain bill. What this tries to do is to get a willing buyer and a willing seller. I'm not going to bury you in a blizzard of paper.
Representative, I'm sorry to interrupt. We're just having trouble hearing, so if you could either pick up the mic or get a little closer, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you.
All right. This bill has everything to do with a willing buyer and a willing seller. Not a transmission line or airport or anything else. A willing buyer and a willing seller. So that's the essence of my talk, and that's what I'd like you to consider when you consider how you vote on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions for the representative?
Yes, Senator Luther. Glad to listen to a question.
Yes. Representative, I hear that. What I'm struggling with, though, is...
I can't hear you now.
Maybe I should just talk like this. What I'm struggling with is the wording in the amendment, because the amendment is talking about system reliability, and I'm trying to link how that is with a willing buyer and seller.
Well, the purpose of the amendment, in my mind, when I signed it, had to do with the willing buyer and a willing seller. Now, if you do focus it on a transmission line, then you have to get into the whole idea of system reliability. But New Hampshire exports power, and they will probably continue to export power if you want to get into that part of it. I'm on the Science and Technology Committee, and I'd be glad to discuss that with you, but you've got probably another 50 people here to listen to. So would you like to expound on that question?
Well
okay, thank you.